if you have been out from under a rock, then certainly you've heard political ads on this station. You've heard them on every radio station, every television station. You see them everywhere, right in the middle of the political ad season.
Boy, and signs, too. The signs are out now.
Yep.
And everyone always tries to start with a clean campaign, and the gloves come off in 2 seconds. And it almost seems like it never is about issues. It's just about trying to paint your opponent in the most sinister light. You play, you know, either patriotic music for yourself or sinister music for them. Did you know that candidate B voted secretly for... And it's all that kind of stuff. Sometimes they don't even mention votes. They just mention about the way the person looks or about how they're out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
Just real unfounded claims, not supported by anything. You just say someone's out of touch or they're elitist.
And it seems like when you're watching these that you can see right through them and that you would think most people could see right through them, but I guess they work because consultants keep recommending this to their clients over and over, and every year we get more and more of them.
There's a reason why they immediately nosedive to the lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have a couple of examples. Of course, the most hotly contested race in this state is the one for the Republican gubernatorial spot. You've got Kay Bailey Hutchison, you've got Rick Perry, and you've got Deborah Medina. We have a couple of examples here. First one we're going to hear is one that's running for Kay Bailey Hutchison.
Hey, Duke, how's that truck driving coming along?
Well, just trying to earn an honest living with on our down-home American highways without getting taxed to death by the liberal elite.
I hear you, good buddy. Hey, have you heard all the things Rick Perry's trying to do?
Why, no, Jake. Is old Governor Hairdo trying to use eminent domain to create an international artery for revenue-producing trade?
What? Who cares about that? I hear he wears a suit because he thinks he's better than us.
Are you serious, Jake?
Yep.
Well, how the hell can I vote for him? Is he for lowering our taxes or tort reform?
Who the hell knows? I heard someone say that he once went out of the state of Texas to a fancy bachelor party.
He traveled outside of Texas?
Yep.
That settles it. I can't stand his platform. Anyone who hates Texas and thinks he's better than our children shouldn't be governor of our great state.
You said it, Duke. That's why I support Kay Bailey Hutchison. She's never been to a bachelor party, and she doesn't wear a three-piece suit.
This conservative message for Kay Bailey Hutchison paid for by the Real True Americans for Change.
Oh, gosh. Now, see, that was just ridiculous.
I was there just trying to appeal to our emotion more than our our reason here.
Focusing on what he wears.
It's true,
and
though, I've never seen Kay Bailey wear a three-piece suit.
No, and she routinely doesn't go to bachelor parties.
She doesn't go to bachelor parties. Uh-uh.
Well, the Perry camp is not innocent here. They are also playing a little dirty pool in this political ad campaign season. We have an example of an ad for Rick Perry. Same music.
Hey, Dusty, have you decided who you're going to vote for?
Why, no, Johnny. Have you?
Absolutely. I'm voting for Rick Perry.
You mean the guy who isn't an emotional woman who became part of the Washington elite?
One and the same, Dusty. Rick Perry stayed in Texas to be our governor instead of going up north of the Mason-Dixon line to menstruate with the Washington liberals.
I hear you, Johnny. I, too, want a politician who stays in the state that elected him, not someone who goes up to Washington and votes for pork barrel projects like Kay Bailout Hutchison.
Yeah. She's even rich and probably looks down on people who use coupons.
Mm.
That's why I like good old Rick Perry. He seems like a guy I'd like to have a beer with.
I hear you, Johnny. Does Rick Perry have a plan to lure more businesses to Texas?
Well, who the hell knows, Dusty? But I hear he chops his own wood and owns a truck.
Well, that settles it. I'm going to deliver a blow to American-hating terrorists and vote for Rick Perry.
Let's go get that beer. And hey, maybe we'll run into Rick Perry and we can catch a ride in his truck.
This conservative down-home message paid for by truck-driving voters who actually care about our God-given country.
Well, now see, he's doing the same thing that she is.
Using the same actors with the same music.
Well, those guys get a lot of work, those voice actors.
Yeah.
Speculating that Kay Bailey looks down on people who use coupons.
so elitist.
Yeah, and I've never heard her work in Washington described that way before. We can probably clean that up a little bit. 8:45 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. What is the biggest show coming to town this week? We will.